Hi, I'm Melinda.
And I'm Raphael.
And we're the Colognes. We are a married couple running a successful professional services marketing agency that is focused on providing support services to AEC and CRE firms.
We're excited to now be expanding our ability to connect with marketing and business development leaders through this podcast.
Our mission is to provide as much value as we can and offer our suggestions on relevant tools and resources.
Join us where we'll interview experts, cover solutions to your marketing challenges, and share our take on how to combat bottlenecks in your marketing efforts.
Sprinkled with some laughs.
And some good, clean fun.
Welcome to another episode of Fortis Baseline. It is your host, Melinda Colon. I am flying solo today. Raphael is taking a break, taking a little vacation from all things marketing right now. So we're not going to tease him too much, but we're definitely envious. But I do have a special guest, Karen Curta. She is an amazing photographer and friend. And I thought this is perfect timing for us to talk about branding, specifically when it comes to our aesthetics for our companies. So Karen is a photographer. She's a graphic designer and a visual marketing specialist who specializes in marketing for professional services industries. She is the owner of Karen K Photo, helping people and businesses improve their image and branding, headshots, commercial and architectural photography designed to boost their marketing efforts and make a lasting impression. She uses marketing and graphic design fundamentals to craft images that help people grow their businesses. Karen is also an award-winning marketer and photographer with over 15 years of corporate marketing experience. She serves on the boards of Crew Orlando, Commercial Real Estate Women, NABO Orlando, National Association of Women Business Owners, and the Seminole County, Florida Chamber of Commerce. Karen is a member of the Professional Photographers of America and Professional Photographers of Central Florida. Karen K Photo is a federal, national, and state certified women-owned small business. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm really excited to dive in and share with our audience a little bit more about you.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here. This is fun.
Awesome. So I know more about you than our audience knows. And I want to make sure that everybody knows about Karen and the value that you bring to organizations across the industries. And so tell us, like, how did it come to Karen K Photo? What was your journey?
Well, I actually went to school for photography. I learned, I'm going to age myself right now, way back in the days of film and darkrooms and whatnot. But I ended up making a career in marketing and graphic design. And I specifically, I like to say I grew up in the architecture, engineering, and construction industry. I worked for large commercial construction firms doing marketing, proposal writing, graphic design for a little over 8 years. And then I went over to the commercial real estate industry doing the same thing. And then about 3.5 years ago, I decided it was time to go out on my own and do photography full time.
Wow, that's amazing. One thing that I noticed about you, Karen, is that you're really passionate about photography. Even when we had my photography session, we had an amazing time. We were definitely trying to bank for good weather, but just the entire experience just made me feel just really open and authentic. And I just felt like I can just enjoy the experience. And I haven't really had that often in the past with photographers. I can tell that you have passion in what you do. And it comes across in how you do it and how you speak about it. So there obviously was something that triggered you about what you do. Can you talk about your passion and how you bring it forward in photography?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad to hear that was your experience with that, because that is exactly what I strive for. Because I know how uncomfortable it can be to be in front of a camera. In fact, I do a lot of, you may have seen some of my selfies online, my famous creative selfies. And I put myself in front of the camera on purpose because I know how awkward it is. And so I go above and beyond to try and make it less awkward for people and try and make it fun. And that's how you get the best images anyway, because especially when you're photographing people, the expression, when the walls are down is when you get the authentic and the real and the things that people relate to. And so I really try to work to do that with my clients and our shoots. And plus, I'm kind of a goofball, so I like to have fun.
You know, it's so funny because, you know, from a copy standpoint, when we're talking about brand strategy and discussing with clients, you know, what does it look like to create a solid brand that the audience can actually engage with, and is it connected, is it attracted to? It comes down to authenticity. And so I feel like there are companies that still want to pose and just kind of show this, like, I mean, we all know what those photos look like, right? The shoulders, like, tipped to the side, to the left, up, down, to the right, chin down, nose to the left. And it's just so orchestrated. And sometimes it's really challenging to convey somebody's personality and make sure that it's unified across the team for a firm. It's just really something that I'm thinking about now, how those photos are usually the ones that people have to take again, because they find it hard to use those photos. They use it for a resume and a proposal. They might not want to use it in a website, or they might not want to use it for the slide deck for a presentation because it's too informal. That is a mixed understanding of what your brand is. And so there are conversations that you almost have to have before photography, before creating the brand, because you need to all be on the same page as to what we're trying to convey.
Right. And you may be wanting to convey more than one thing, right? So when you're talking headshots, a lot of times a formal headshot is appropriate for whatever situation, especially if you're working for clients who expect that sort of thing. But if you're trying to relate to people, people are looking to do business with people that they like, that they can relate to, that they see maybe some of themselves in. And that's where brand photography can really have an edge, because you're not the stiff corporate person all the time, right? You might be fun to work with. Your whole company culture could be something different than what you can convey in a headshot. And so that's why brand photography can actually cover both bases. And a lot of times it does. A lot of times we are trying to convey several different messages.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yes, absolutely. Even down to the smile, even the down to the type of smile that you have. I know I have different smiles. Some are like wide mouth smiles.
Well, and depending what you're doing, if you're doing like you're a keynote speaker somewhere, you may want something that's a little more formal. But if you're trying to do like a casual Facebook group conversation, you might need something that looks a little more casual for that. So I always start by asking how you're planning to using the photos. Who are you talking to? Are there different scenarios that you're talking in? And that's going to help us craft exactly what you need for your marketing.
So walk me through what your process looks like.
Well, for brand photography, it starts with a consultation. Obviously, we talk about what you might need, what you have in mind, but then we dive a little bit deeper. So we go into your brand, like, what's the personality of your brand? What does your audience look like? What's their demographics? Because you're going to talk to different generations differently, even in visually. Then we might go into some of the ways you market your business. Do you use social media? Do you use advertising? Are you putting this on a billboard somewhere? Because there are different ways to do things. And there are different ways to even compose images. Like, are you going to be putting marketing text over them? Are you going to be using them on websites? So you need a horizontal or a landscape orientation versus a vertical photo. There are so many different things that factor into images that are going to be usable on the back end. So my branding starts with an in-depth consultation where we talk about everything, the brand, the people you're speaking to, what you want it to look like, what your brand colors might be, what your personality is like. So we can try and factor all of those things into the image making process. After that, obviously, we're going to have the shoot and we're going to go through all those things. And then afterwards, I can even help you select the images. So we go through them and say, you know, this one would work really great in this scenario, and this one would work really great in that scenario, and help you make decisions about what images will be used where.
I love that. Now, you just jogged my memory to the process, and I really enjoyed the pre-work that we did, because it actually made me think about my brand and what I was trying to convey and the type of energy that I wanted to have it. And also the applications, like, where was I going to be using this content that I was creating? And really so important to do that beforehand so that we can have a lot of success, so that we can look back and say, you know, we have more good photography versus, you know, okay, this is not working out and nobody's happy. So really trying to shoot for success. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, usable is the word that I like to use, because, and that's where my expertise is, being on the other side, being the marketer, having to find images that are usable. You can have some beautiful images, but if they don't work in the formats you're trying to use them in, they're not really good images for what you're doing. So that's the difference when you're talking about brand photography.
Absolutely. That's so true. So I have a few more questions for you. Why do businesses need professional photography?
Well, you know, a lot of times when you're starting out, you don't absolutely need it. You might be able to use stock photography to get your feet wet, get going, right? But once you get to a certain level in your business where you're trying to attract, or you've zoned in on the people you're trying to attract, the type of people, your ideal client, your avatar, if you will, then you need to start elevating your marketing game, and you need to start bringing in, let's say you're a construction firm that talks about how fun your people are to work with, but you're using generic photos that look kind of stuffy. You're sending a mixed message there. So there comes a point in your marketing where you really need to back up what you're saying, or you really need to target a certain type of thing. And that's where brand photography can come in handy. These days, we see a lot of images on social media, websites, whatever, and people can tell a staged photo from an authentic one, right? They can tell when you're using stock photography. And a lot of times you see the same image used by a number of different companies, so you know it's not real, quote unquote, real. So when you have custom brand photography and you're using your people in your office in the situations that your company is in, it attaches some authenticity, and it helps people see something that's otherwise intangible. A professional service is pretty much intangible. It helps them see what it might be like to work with you. And that brings down some risk factors for the audience, because they're not guessing what it might be like to work with you. You're showing them exactly what it might be like to work with you.
That's awesome. I mean, you're absolutely right. You nailed it on the head. It's so important when it comes to marketing and branding to have really great photography and understand the brand that you're trying to build, and so that you can create that trust relationship with your audience.
Yeah, for sure. And especially if you're trying to up-level your clientele, you're trying to take your business to the next level, attract a higher end clientele, or maybe you've raised your prices and now you need to show an enhanced value, right? And that's where brand photography can up-level what you're doing, up-level the people you're talking to, show the value that you're asking people to pay for your services. It really can go a long way in building that trust factor that we all need to build business.
So we talked a lot about branding for businesses and personal branding, but what about architectural photography, specifically in the AEC industry for architects, engineers, and contractors?
It kind of is the same thing, but in a different context, right? Because we're talking about inanimate objects versus people. So let's say you're a construction firm and you're saying how high quality you put into your projects, and we make sure that, you know, it's exactly what you asked for and all the things. And then you use a photo with a timestamp on it that was taken, you know, clearly out of a car window. Is that really emphasizing what you just told everybody, that your attention to detail is there and your quality and all of that? Probably not. You're probably sending mixed messages that way. So when you want people to see and trust, I mean, we're talking the construction industry, you're spending hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on these projects. You have to build that trust ahead of time. And showing projects in their best possible light, the way they were intended to be seen, is one way to do that. It's really reassures people that you do know what you're doing, and that what you're walking the talk, if you will. You're saying, you're backing up exactly what you're telling people.
I never thought of that. I have used so many photos with the timestamp on the bottom, or it looks like you're rolling down the window, or sometimes they don't even roll it down. They just take the photo with a tint and they're like, use this photo. We just took it yesterday. It's like, yeah, you clearly did. And
the lines aren't straight. That's my favorite.
Yes. It's like, you know, you see things like in motion in this, like, you know, absolutely. Absolutely. You're right, because it takes time to build those structures, whatever they may be, and to do a quick flyby, just not really doing justice to the hard work that you've put into the project. And again, like, just making sure that it's tying back to what your vision and the values and goals that you set forth with that client or with your audience, just letting them know that you actually care.
Right. And, you know, it can be kind of the same thing we were talking about earlier. If you're trying to reach a higher end clientele, you know, you're tired of building this one little tiny sector of the industry. You want to up your game and compete with the bigger players out there. You got to look like you can compete with the bigger players out there. And that photography can play a giant role in that.
Absolutely. This is so much fun. I feel like we can continue to talk about this forever because, you know, honestly, brand photography is really important to branding. It's extremely, extremely, extremely important. It conveys a lot of messaging, as we've talked about. And I hope that our audience really took away several nuggets of inspiration that I've written down about personal branding, about company branding, and also architectural branding. You know, those three things are really important in our industry, and we need to continue to advocate for more of it and more consistency across the board.
Absolutely.
Well,
consistency is a great word.
Yes. So thank you so much, Karen, for joining us today with Fortis Baseline. And I really, really thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. I feel like we can continue to talk about this forever, but go ahead and let our audience know, where can they find you?
Well, the best place to find me is online. My website is karenkphoto.com. Of course, I'm on social media as well. I'm Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. I do work all throughout the state of Florida. It's mostly Central Florida based, but I do travel throughout the state. So if you need to contact me, the website is the greatest way to see a little more of my work and find out more about what I do.
Wonderful. Awesome. Audience, we'll make sure to have that in the show notes so that it's an easy click for you. Need to make sure to connect with Karen because she's amazing. Follow her on LinkedIn. She's got some really great videos that post and amazing topics about branding that we all need to continue to connect with. So thank you so much, Karen. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, audience. I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.